The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Then as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Upon my first reading of this last night, I thought, man, what is there to say? Like, hey, everybody, repent. But reading the early fathers of the church, there are some profound spiritual truths revealed in this gospel. One of them being that judgment will be equal for everyone. For people of all religions or people of no religion, everyone will be judged on the grace that they have been given. Because our Lord compares these Jewish people to the people of Tyre and Sidon, people who are pagan people living in their own times. And then he also compares them to people of distant past generations. People living centuries ago, all will be judged on the grace that they've been given. And comparing to the people of our time, I thought it's a good analogy for us. Because sometimes we look around and we say, you know, Lord, why don't you convert my brother or my family or my friends? Or, you know, you give me this grace, why don't you give it to them? Why didn't our Lord give the same grace to the people of Tyre and Sidon? Because they weren't prepared for it. And so if he had given them that grace and they didn't respond, their judgment would have been more severe. And so sometimes it's, you know, with our family and friends, and gosh, I can't show them what I've shown you because I know that they're still not going to respond and then they're going to be worse off. Or maybe I'm saving all that grace for the moment that I know that they will respond. You don't know that time, I do. It's going to be years from now. It's going to be on their deathbed. Leave that in my hands. Or also looking back to Sodom and Gomorrah, it gives us hope for all people. What happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? You know, consumed in fire. And their judgment is going to be less severe than the people of Bethsaida and Capernaum. That means he's saying there's hope for those people. They did not have the grace that comes through those who encounter me. And so I'm able to show them my mercy. My brothers and sisters, what is this gospel for us? A couple of things came to mind. And one, the words of St. Francis of Assisi, when he would see the greatest of sinners, and he would say, if that person had received the grace that I've received, they would be far holier than I am. That we cannot judge a single person because we do not know the grace they've been given or the grace they have not been given. But then I also thought of the words of St. Francis de Sales in a letter that he wrote to St. Jane de Chantal when he said, the moment I notice anything in my heart displeasing to God, I rip it out immediately. And I remember when I read those words and I go, oh. You know, because sometimes I notice something in my heart displeasing to God and I say, you know, Lord, I'm going to take care of that tomorrow. You know, or a month from now, you know, Lord, I'm not ready, maybe in a few years. Our Lord's saying, I want you to convert immediately. And I close with these words of St. Kateri Tekakwitha, when she asked, who will teach me what is most pleasing to God that I may do it? Is that what we are seeking? What is most pleasing to Him?